You might think this would make the search for Pyramus easy, but you'd be wrong.
One of the big problems with finding Pyramus was the problem that the eastern branch of the Nile, which we know it lay on, had gone.
Over time, the branches of the Nile in the Delta often change course, so it's impossible to know where the easternmost branch was in Ramesses' time. This ancient branch of the Nile had silted up and disappeared long ago. Without this knowledge, finding the lost city would mean scouring the whole eastern side of the Nile Delta. The absence of this single most important clue was a crucial obstacle to finding Ramesses' capital. Luckily, archaeologists knew exactly what remains to look for because ancient texts had given a detailed description of Pyramus.
The first thing we knew about Pyramus was that it was a military garrison. It was the place from which King Ramesses II launched his campaigns into Syria-Palestine. Therefore, the presence of soldiers, chariotry, would clearly have to be something which any candidate for the site of Pyramus would have to have. One would certainly expect in Pyramus to have a lot of statues and other monuments of Ramesses II.
Ramesses had a production line of workers in quarries, churning out statues of himself carved out of the living rock. Pyramus was filled with hundreds of images of the pharaoh, some as big as 28 meters high. Next, Ramesses II's personal mark, his cartouche, would have been carved into the city's great monuments. Each cartouche was like a brand, placed on objects as a stamp of ownership.
Looking at the cartouche here of Ramesses, here, this little seated figure with a hawk's head and a sun disc on its head is the sun god Ra. We then go down to this sign here, which reads Mez, and the following two signs read Su. So we have Ra, Mes, Su. This is Mary, or Beloved, and then the sign in the top left-hand corner of the cartouche, which is the great god Amun, the king of the gods.